there, right? They should give you a big head, too.
Yeah, you couldn't keep them from having it if you made syrup. And they used to take that stuff, they even steal your juice out of your evaporator at night. He'd get enough of it, he'd get him a gallon or two tonight and a gallon or two tomorrow night. Well, the record, he'd have a 30-gallon drum full of a barrel. He'd set it off down in the bushes, keep it hid, and it's sour. The record, he'd be having book. All the book he had in 30 gallons there.
Uh-huh.
Take that juice out of your evaporator, see, it's sour too, because it's done skimmed off and cooked some, and you got most of the water out of it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be real.
Yeah. Rich. And we used to cook it in pans before we had evaporators. We used to take it all boiling at the time. We'd cook a barrel of syrup at the time. Take about 300 gallons of juice to make a 30-gallon barrel of syrup.
Mm.
And you cook that down another way. And they'd about cook half down at night. Well, they'd give him a bucket full or two that night sometimes. Oh, yeah, or they'd soon have a thing of barrel full, and you'd be making syrup a month anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Take a month the more to make it.
Little by little, huh?
Yeah, when you used to have your mules to grind it with and all that, you didn't have power. Didn't have no power mill.
Mules
go around. Mill.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I've got up a full day and after night with them things. But we had good syrup then. We had cane 10 feet long, and it was soft. It wasn't the hard stuff like you got now.
Mm-hmm. And the mules just grind it up.
If you put three or four stalks in there at the time, you go around there for taking two or three, about 3 hours to grind a boiling, they'd call it.
Really?
Man, stand there.
How much would that be?
That barrel of syrup.
Just a barrel.
Yeah. Take a pair of mules, they have a pair of mules most of the time. They use two mules to the mill most of the time. They take them two out there and hit two more.
How long could you work a mule for?
Well, he'd work a mule, he'd take that and out there, everything. Three boilings is what we used to grind a day. Well, one pair of grinding, he'd have to grind two that day, the next day it'd be the other pair of grinding next to, you see.
Uh-huh.
He'd get two this day and tomorrow, he wouldn't have but one to get.
I see, staggering.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And anything that a child likes to play with, what do you call that? Just anything that, especially in the old days, homemade things that children like to play with.
Well, they had homemade dolls or rag dolls and balls.
And what do you call them, all just play toys?
Play toys. That's that boy's ball or that girl's doll, and they made rag dolls and they made balls out of wore-out socks.
Wow. Just pack them in?
Yeah, pack them in, round them up, and sew them together. You get them round. They could beat on that thing a good little bit out there with the back.
Is that right? Yeah, it's tight enough.
Yeah.
This section is not what it's... people don't like this section because they're worried about what they ought to say rather than what they actually do say. What I'm interested in is how people used to show a difference in time by changing words. That is, I see you now, but yesterday I saw you in the store. And if I lived here, I'd say I've seen you many times. Or you could say, we go to church every Sunday, and last Sunday we all went to church, and of course we have gone to church most of our lives. Now, when you take a word like sing, you might say, she sings a song today, last Sunday in church she what? Would you say she sang a song last Sunday, or she sang a song, or she sung a song?
You sang a song last Sunday, they would say.